This episode was short, and the previous episode was Rollo and the Viking Age, because we just simply don't have enough sources. We don't really know what happened. No contemporary sources of the reigns of Rollo and of William Longsword, and even the early part of Richard the Fearless's reign. So, you know, it's short because really there's not a lot there. You can, of course, go with what the later chroniclers say, but where they didn't know, they tended to make up, and so they're hard to follow. Norman sources were notorious for justifying further actions. For example, when it came time for the conquest of England, they had to establish that it was legally that William had the right. So they made up all kinds of, you know, stories, Harold swearing an oath on these relics, you know, everything. They had a legal reason. They said that Harold swore to uphold William's claim to the crown, which is highly unlikely.
So there was legal or political energy there to kind of build up a myth, really.
Right. And the funny thing about the Normans is they were such sticklers for detail. Everything had to be justified lawfully, even when things were flagrantly, you know, unlawful. They had to justify it. And this dedication, this obsession with details is oddly enough one of the reasons we know so much about them, because when they got into England, you know, they looked around, they said, let's make a record of everything as it is so we know what to tax. And that's the Domesday Book, by which we know a lot about Anglo-Saxon society, believe it or not, what everyone owned when the Normans arrived. Although, interestingly enough, they pretended that King Harold never ruled. So anyone who was given land by King Harold or owned land, or Harold, for example, is listed as owning the lands he had owned when he was a subject of King Edward. So they went from King Edward's reign to William's reign, as if, you know, Harold had been totally illegitimate, when in reality, yeah, it's the other way around.